Good morning. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Our reading this morning comes from 1 Peter chapter 1 and begins at verse 17. So if you're following along this morning, 1 Peter chapter 1, starting at verse 17. He writes, "And if you call on him as Father who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for your sake, who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart. Since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower fails, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And this word is the good news that was preached to you." This is our reading for this morning. Thanks be to God. Interesting, Paul uses a phrase that has stuck in my mind, and that is from perishable to imperishable. Now, the first thought that I have when I think of things that are perishable and imperishable, I compare them to food. And there's a lot of different kinds of food that we consider perishable. Perishable goods would be like fruits and vegetables, things that you buy in the produce section that if you leave them on the counter too long, they tend to rot or fade, as Peter says, they fade or wither. And I'm sure that you have at some point seen rotten fruit, or you've bought a package of strawberries or something like that and noticed that one of them was rotted. And we know food that's perishable. Even food that's been cooked and we put it into containers and put them into our refrigerators, we know that that's perishable too, because at some point you may find something in the back of your fridge that looks a little unfamiliar and has started to grow some fuzz, maybe has turned a different color. These are foods that are perishable. And then we move into the section where there are foods that are imperishable, foods that have a shelf life of who knows how long, food that is considered to be shelf stable, something that can sit in your pantry for a while and you may even forget it's there, but you go to use it at a certain point in time and it's still good. And so as an object lesson, I've brought with me some things here that are imperishable. So first, a package like macaroni and cheese. This one says that it is good until the 27th of September, 2020. Well, that doesn't give us a whole lot of time, so we should probably use that one up pretty soon. Another one, ramen. Ramen is pretty shelf stable. But this one, again, is good until December 17th of 2020. So we have a little bit more time with that. I found somebody had donated some of this for our food pantry, which I think is wonderful, so keep that up. This is good. Wow, okay, so start this tuna, chunk light tuna in water is good until December 17th of 2022. So we have some extra time with our tuna, and then everybody's favorite, Spam. When is this Spam good until, let's see, well, where do we find it? Oh, there it is. Okay, so November of 2022. So we could leave our Spam and our tuna sitting on the shelf for a while longer, not have to worry that they're going to go bad. So foods that are imperishable. Imperishable. Peter uses the phrases perishable and imperishable, that Jesus is imperishable, meaning that he can't be He won't fade away. He won't wither like the grass. He also compares us to being imperishable. But he says we weren't always that way. He says we weren't always imperishable. In fact, we were born perishable. Physically speaking, we were born perishable. Our bodies are perishable. They don't last forever. Even when they're embalmed, like mummies, you know, their bodies don't last forever. They may last a really long time, but they don't last forever. They're not completely imperishable. Our bodies are perishable. They break down. They get sick, obviously. We see that in our times now. They fade. Our eyesight fades. Our hearing fades. Our hair color fades. All of these things that are perishable about our physical bodies. But that's not the only thing about us that's perishable when we're born. When we're born, we are subject to the sin of the world around us. We're subject to the sin in our own hearts, the sin in our own lives that causes even our very souls to become something that can be destroyed, something that can be dismantled, something that can grow green fuzz, if you will, something that can rot. So everything about us when we're first born, when we're physically brought into this world, is already subject to decay and breakdown. Even as babies grow and it seems like they're improving and growing stronger, we're all subject to the decay of life, to the decay of sin, and to the destruction that comes with that. But Peter is offering encouragement to the people that he's writing to. He's offering a glimpse of hope, a glimpse of the future, of something to be looked forward to, but not just sometime way distant in the future. He's saying right now, there's something different about you. There's something special about you because you are connected to Jesus. Because he went from being imperishable holiness next to God the Father to perishable humanity and even dying on the cross, the perishable death that we all died, that God made him imperishable again. He brought him back from the dead. He didn't allow the body of his son to completely break down and fade away. Peter says, you are the same because God sent his son Jesus to bring you from being perishable to the imperishable. And he says he didn't do that through perishable means. He didn't do that through silver and gold and all of the different things that eventually are all going to break down and fade away. But he did it through his own son, who is now imperishable. So where does that happen for us? Well, as Lutherans, we believe that it happens here in baptism, that it's here in the waters of holy baptism where the water and the word, where Jesus himself reaches down into the water to pull us from being perishable, from being fruits and vegetables that would sit on the counter and rot. He pulls us from being chunks of meat that if left exposed to the elements would decay and grow worms and all kinds of other gross and disgusting things. He takes us from that stench of death, and he makes us imperishable. Now, if we want to be really kind of crass, we go from being meat that rots to meat that's preserved. And I just compare us to spam. Through baptism, we're made into spam, something that's imperishable. I suppose we could look at it that way. But what he's saying is that when we are born again, remember last week we talked about being re-begotten. When we are re-begotten through the waters of baptism, we are made imperishable. We are made something that will never rot, something that will never fade, something that will never be eaten up by the elements, something that will never, ever see decay. So through the waters of holy baptism, God reaches down and pulls us from being perishable, something that could be destroyed by sin and every evil, to being imperishable, his own child, imperishable, completely, body and soul, not just body imperishable, not just soul imperishable. We are body and soul. Just as Jesus was physical body and soul, we are body and soul. And so in baptism, it's not just the soul of the person that's made imperishable, it's everything. And that's the hope that Peter is putting out there. And that's the hope that we need to hear, is that our bodies, yes, in this earthly world are subject to the same things that everything else is and will eventually die. But the promise is that that's not the end for us. That being laid in the ground is not the end for us. That those bodies that are placed in the ground and those souls that are connected with those bodies will one day be reunited and made completely indestructible, imperishable, undying. We will be undying. There's a canticle. Let me grab one of the hymnals here real quick. I'll take it from George and Paula's seat. So George and Paula, I'll put your hymnal back when I'm done with it. But there's a biblical canticle that is sung. I should have laid this out prior too, but it's in... Where is it? No, that's not the one. Give me a minute. Maybe it's back here. No, we could sing that one, but that's not the one that I'm looking for. I should have gotten this out. Anyway, it says that Jesus, who is raised from the dead, will never die again, that death no longer has dominion over him. I can hear it in my head, and maybe you can too, he was made imperishable. He was made into something that death can no longer touch, and that's you and me. Because of him, not on our own, not because we've somehow figured out some great miracle way to do it, but that's because of what Jesus has done for us. Anyway, I'll find it another day, and we'll have it for the next time, perhaps. Yeah, I can't find it right now. Anyway, so... one of you will find it. Maybe George and Paula will find it, because it's in their hymnal somewhere. So you wonderful people who are listening, who are hearing these words, who are sharing them with others, know that God has made us imperishable. He has taken us from the world that decays to a hope of an undecaying, undying future, an eternity. So yeah, we could be chunk light tuna in water, maybe Spam, other imperishable things. Just think of whatever your favorite is: beef jerky, Twinkies. That's us, made imperishable. So now may these words, may the word of God restore us, recharge us, give us hope for that time when we are all together again, not just here in church, but in all of eternity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.